with an eighth to go. It's a one-horse race. It is a complete runaway for Improbable and Drayton Van Dyke.
This is In the Room with Sean Clancy.
Hi, I'm Sean Clancy, and I'm in the room with jockey Drayton Van Dyke. The Eclipse Award-winning apprentice in 2014 has engineered 722 wins for $45 million in earnings in eight seasons. The 26-year-old Kentucky native has won Grade 1 stakes aboard City of Light, Improbable, Stormy Liberal, and Miss Temple City, and many others. Drayton, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've been a California mainstay since the beginning, but recently announced an intended move to Keeneland in April with a new agent, Hall of Famer Gary Stevens. Take us through that decision. Why now?
Yeah, you know, well, there's been a lot of problems out here for the past few years, actually, with races filling and just the lack of horses and lack of opportunities. And unfortunately, my old agent, Brad Pagram, he parted ways with me and picked up Flavian Pratt, and I understand that was a business decision, and I wish nothing but the best for him. So I picked up Gary Stevens, and we just butted heads and thought it'd be a good time to head over to Keeneland and the East Coast Circuit. Way more horses, way more opportunities, and I'm from there, and I've always kind of wanted to go back there, but I've always been super successful out here, but it's time to make a little change, and sometimes change is good. So I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Are you excited, nervous, apprehensive? And it's a big move to go from California to Kentucky. It is home, so that's got to be more comforting. But describe your mindset.
No, I'm super excited. Look, I made this move before. I went there and the year I won the Maker's Mark Mile on Miss Temple City. I stayed there that entire time. So I made this move before, but this is a little bit more serious move, in my opinion, because we're looking to stay there after the fact and go on into Churchill. So, I've rode with all these guys out there, and I've been around them since I was a little kid, and so it's nothing new to me, and I'm just looking forward to get out there and do some good.
For sure. Will there be much of an adjustment? I know you've ridden both places, but do you expect a big adjustment from California to Keeneland, or, you know, West Coast to East Coast?
I mean, the adjustments that I'm actually looking forward to the most is to be able to ride normal with the whip in an upward fashion. I know they're going to adapt a rule over there in Kentucky, but if I'm not mistaken, it's going to still be able to use it in the upward position, and I think that's a big thing I'm looking forward to the most, and the other adjustment is maybe just a little bit more clothing.
For sure, you're a patient rider, got good hands. That certainly will come into play when you come this side over to the East Coast.
Yeah, I mean, out here it's kind of brake really, really good. It's speed out here, California speed, and it's really quick. So that's different from Kentucky. They're more of a slower kind of pace and finish up strong. So, yeah, I mean, I adapt to whatever situation I can get in, so it's not going to be a difference for me.
For sure. So in 2014, Gary Stevens in the San Diego Union-Tribune said about you, he's going to be a great rider if he keeps his head screwed on right. Great kid, great hands, he's strong, reminds me a lot of Shoemaker, same body type and good head on his shoulders. Doesn't let much bother him, positive or negative. How do you respond to that? I mean, then and now, I mean, is that something you feel like you deserve then, or was there pressure, or what was that like reading something like that?
I think it's very humbling, and it's coming from a guy from who's a Hall of Famer, and what Gary's done as a jockey and everything else is it's very, very humbling, and I can't put into words how much it means. And along with Mike, I mean, I'm so lucky to have these two guys in my corner. I can call on them anytime and ask them anything. But yeah, I mean, look, I try to not get too high on myself when I'm doing extremely well, and it's good not to get too low on yourself too, because sometimes you're not riding as bad everyone thinks you're riding, or what the, people love to kick you when you're down. You just got to stay, keep your mind in the middle, and look, you might not be on the best horses at the time, so you just got to stay positive, and everything will come around. Trust God, and be positive, and always keep a smile on your face, and don't let other people see if you are kind of going through a tough time. Don't show it on the track, and just move on. I work out a lot, so that really helps me. If I'm, say I'm struggling or I'm just not happy or whatever, I work out a lot, and that tends to help me the most.
Yeah, those guys, Gary Stevens and Mike Smith, they're great allies to rely on. I'm sure you use them for a lot of advice. Talk to them about everything, you know, under the sun when it comes to being a jockey.
Yeah, I mean, having those guys in my corner, and I mean, I've got a lot of other people that I can call on. I'm very fortunate to have the people around me that love me, and I love them too, and I'm very, very blessed and very thankful for them.
Yeah, those guys, I've known them a long time, and they will say occasionally, he's young, but he's old school, and that's I've heard them say that about you, which is about as good a compliment as you can probably get.
Yeah, I always say, man, I'm in the wrong era. I wish I lived in the 70s and 80s and that type of era. I think I belong better back in those days. But unfortunately, I'm in 2021, where you say the wrong word, you're gonna get canceled off the internet. So, but that's the times we're living in, and you just got to be careful what you say. But I've always treated people with how I wanted to be treated, respect. And I mean, I was raised the right way, and I hold the door open for you and say yes, sir, yes, ma'am. And so that's how I am. So.
Yeah, and you're talking about the ups and downs. I mean, obviously right now you've won 5 races this year, so it's a bit of a down, kind of a down, I don't know if it's a slump, but a little bit down for your usual success rate. Has that been difficult to deal with, or how do you deal with that? I mean, you're a young kid making your way. Is that something you've had to kind of learn to deal with, or what's that been like?
Yeah, you know, I've been in a few little slumps, but I mean, this is probably my biggest one I've been in. Besides getting injured, I was out for about 6 months when I broke my arm really bad. But I came back strong from that. And look, when I get in a position like this, it makes me more hungrier, and it makes me think back to when I first started and how hungry I was and how bad I wanted it, and it reignites that mentality. And because sometimes you can lose that mentality when you're doing so good and you really don't have to work as hard. Horses come to you, you don't really have to go chase them. So we're in chase mode now. We're going to go out there and look for the good ones and work for the good ones too, and I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty and go out there, and I'll be out there whenever you need me to be out there. So it's crunch time now.
Yeah, we've watched your success, and yeah, you grew up that way, kind of under Tom Proctor's tutelage, and to learn to work hard and go at it. So that's very much in your mind frame coming back to Keeneland. I mean, Gary called it a reboot your career. I guess is that how you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a change. It's sometimes, I mean, I'm a little stagnant out here. I mean, I got used to doing the same thing every day, working for the same people, and look, we only race 3 days a week out here, which is nowhere near as much as I should be riding. I should be riding so much more. I should be way more busier than I am. I'm playing more golf than I am riding, so that's not good. But my golf game is getting good, but I need to get out there and have more horses to ride and ride way more days. I mean, you see that. The top 10 guys in the nation, mostly they're on the East Coast, and they're riding 6 days, 5 days a week. So, I mean, that makes a difference.
Definitely. I mean, that's what you guys are, an island out there in California. It's hard. It's short fields, yeah. And you probably do need to ride more often, more races more often to keep that edge and, you know, do the job at your best of your ability. I mean, I guess that will be a big difference when you come this side.
Yes, sir.
What was it like? I mean, you rode Authentic early and then lost the ride on him. What was that like? I mean, that must have been hard. I mean, how did you deal with that? Did you reach out to Mike Smith, Gary Stevens, talk to guys like that? Or how do you kind of bounce back from those kind of things?
Yeah, it's tough. I was undefeated on him until the Santa Anita Derby, and I finished second. I finished second to a very nice horse, in which I think if he didn't get hurt in the way he did, he could have been anything. Horse of John Sherris. I'm drawing the blank on his name. But look, we finished second that day, and I don't know what their decision was in taking me off, but I got taken off, and you got to respect that. But I really wish I could have stayed on him. I thought this was finally my chance to keep a big horse mount. I mean, I've been taken off many other times. I thought I've kind of earned my chance to stay on, but I respect the decision, and I just got to work harder and be more sharper, I guess, and be more better. I mean, I'm young. Hopefully, further down the road, I can be one of those guys where I'm called on for a big horse. So I just got to keep working hard and keep my mind right and don't burn any bridges. That's the thing you don't want to do. You can't get mad from a business decision of a person taking you off. So it sucks. Don't get me wrong. It sucks really bad, but you got to move on.
Yeah, exactly. And that's those words from Mike Smith. I remember him talking to me about it. And, you know, he got taken off Vindication, and he, you know, from Baffert, and said, "Look, just keep me on the bench. When you think I'm ready, you know, don't kick me off the team, and I'll keep flying my trade and working hard." I guess it's a very similar approach.
Yeah.
As hard as that is, I mean, that's not easy. I rode jump races. I got fired every weekend. I mean, you lose rides, and you know, just part of the job description, unfortunately. But it's definitely that way.
When you're on a good horse like that, and it makes you excited to wake up because you know you have a really good one, and it makes you excited to get up in the mornings. I mean, I'm excited, but it makes you even more excited, and you look forward to it. And but good horses come and go. There's going to be a lot more coming, so that's the way you got to look at it.
Exactly. When do you know how good a horse like Authentic is, or an Improbable? And the first time you sit on him, I mean, is it instant? You think, wow, this is a different type horse than the normal one.
Yeah, you can. With my experience, I've been very, very lucky to really sit on some nice horses. So I know a difference from a good one and just a mediocre one, and one that just is not that talented. So, but I mean, Justify was. he was freaky good. He was just do things in slow motion, but you're not going in slow motion, and he does it with such ease, and how smart he was, and you could do anything with him. You could place him anywhere. He was fast. He had everything you'd want in a horse, and he was special. Authentic too. He was when you have that kind of speed and you can break that fast and do it with ease. And the way they do it, you can carry that speed a long ways, and it's deadly. People are trying to keep up with you, and you're out there just galloping. So, I mean, you get the feel of a good horse, and you just try not to tell too many people about it.
Yeah, exactly. And do those guys, I mean, when you've ridden the Justify and Authentic, do the guys like Mike Smith and Johnny that do replace you, do they talk to you about it? I mean, you're a young guy, and I know they respect you. I mean, what's that like? Do they kind of try to say, you know, keep your head up and keep working hard, or what's that like?
I mean, not really, but yeah. they don't say, oh, you'll get your chair. I mean, Mike kind of has more than Johnny, but Johnny's not near me as much as Mike
right,
is, but
sure.
I'm sure Johnny would. He's that type of guy. Johnny's all class, and I'm actually looking forward to being around him a lot more and learning a lot from him, because I really, really like that guy, and I think he's an amazing rider and person. I know his family, I'm really looking forward to sharing some time with Johnny in the race aspect of things. And but yeah, Mike, he understands, or he tries to make me understand. He tells stories of like Vindication and all, like you said before, and how many horses he's been taken off of, and how long it took him to win his first graded stake or grade one. And he's like, look, little sucker. You already won like 15 grade ones, you know, been riding. So, and I look at it like that. I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm pretty lucky, but I always want more. I don't want to win 15. I want to win 50. I want to win as many as I can. And I want to ride the horses that you want to ride. I want to take them from you. That's how this business is. And so you can't, I love Mike, but I mean, it's also competition too. So, I mean, you got to think about that.
No question. So your move to Keeneland, what's your, if you could reach out to the horsemen and tell them who you are, what you're about. I mean, you got 30 seconds to say, this is who I am. I'm coming to Keeneland. What would you tell them?
I would say I'm a hardworking, humble 26-year-old Louisville native coming back to Kentucky and ready to win a lot of races for anybody who wants to ride me. And like I said, I'm hardworking, and let's get the job done. And I'm excited to come out there and have some fun and win some races.
Amen, brother. That's Drayden Van Dyke. All you horsemen out there, get in touch with Hall of Famer Gary Stevens. Drayden Van Dyke coming to Keeneland. Drayden, thanks for being on the show. We look forward to seeing you at Keeneland.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.